could the Bears really be moving to the burbs? It is a real question, and I'd like to ask Lou Kanellis, Fox 32 sports director, about this. Total Bears insider. Lou, how are you this Friday?
Hi, Anna. How are you doing?
Good. You know, everybody's asking this question. I mean, I don't know if you have any inside news you can share or anything, but I mean, people are saying, is this real? Is this a negotiating tactic? The mayor says nothing but a negotiating tactic. How do you read this?
Yeah, I saw that Mayor Lightfoot said that the Bears' bid for the Arlington Park location was just, as she said, quote, noise and a negotiating tactic. And I don't agree. I think that the Bears, you know what, they've been at Soldier Field since 1971. The franchise, Forbes recently, back in May, came out with some of the values attached to the NFL franchises, and the Bears were, if I'm not mistaken, eighth in the NFL at $3.5 billion, behind teams like the Cowboys, Patriots, Giants, Rams, 49ers, and Jets. And, I mean, we're talking about the number three market in the country. We're talking about as passionate a fan base as any in any sport. And I'm including your soccer franchises in Europe and around the world. You're talking about the worst or at least the smallest seated stadium in the NFL, in which the Bears have very little opportunity to sell sponsorship, achieve money through concessions, parking, very few suites. I think that there is a legitimate chance that this franchise, all right, and it may not be the McCaskey family buying Arlington Racetrack from Churchill Downs. Maybe it's a private equity firm that gets involved. Maybe it's Pat Ryan, who already owns a percentage of the Chicago Bears, and it's Mr. Ryan putting together a syndicate of investors that will go out and buy the Arlington property, knowing that they have the Bears as a tenant. I think there's a very real chance that the Bears are going to leave and go to Arlington.
Wow. Wow. 2033 is when the lease expires. Do they get around it by putting together this syndicate of buyers, or would they have to wait until then and it takes that long to build a stadium anyway?
You know what? I'm not privy to the outs of a possible lease that the Bears have with the Chicago Park District in the city, but when there's a will, there's a way. As you touched on, others have said that, you know, you're talking about a substantial piece of property in Arlington. You're talking about 360 acres, and typically football stadiums will take up anywhere between 80 and 120, 130 acres for the stadium. So what do you do with the 200-plus acres that comes with the rest of the deal? Do you build residential properties? Do you build an entertainment district? What do you do with the rest of that real estate? That's truly the question. So if you're going to do what the L.A. Rams did in Inglewood, California. Now, the L.A. Rams are owned by a real estate mogul named Stan Kroenke, and he convinced NFL owners that keeping the Rams in St. Louis was not in the best interest of every NFL owner out there, and there was more money to be made if they allowed him to move the franchise to L.A., which he did, which he got approval to do, and then he took over a substantial amount of real estate in Inglewood, California, next to the Great Western Forum where the Lakers used to play, and he is literally, Anna, building a city. The original price tag on SoFi Stadium where the Rams are going to play was about $2.5 billion, and he is going to spend near $6 billion. Plus, he's building a city over there. Now, he is in real estate. That's not to say that a private equity group or some type of real estate mogul does not get involved with the McCaskey organization and says, listen, this is a great real estate opportunity, and I would like to move this franchise to Arlington, and I don't think the NFL would stop them. And then I hear, you know, there's been a lot of talk about what do you still call the Bears, the Chicago Bears, if they move? Well, they still call the Cowboys, the Dallas Cowboys. They play in Arlington, Texas. They still call the 49ers, the San Francisco 49ers. They're playing in Levi's Stadium, which was recently built, and that's in Santa Clara, California. The Giants and Jets play in New Jersey. They don't even play in New York.
Right.
The Patriots play in Foxborough. So there's I know that we want to poo-poo it because the Bears have made this threat in the past going all the way back to George Halas, but I think that there's some legitimacy behind this. You know, just a couple of weeks ago, there were reports that the McCaskey family internally was talking about possibly selling the franchise. Again, I am not validating those reports, but I always feel where there's smoke, there's fire. And if the family is considering that, maybe it's not an outright sale of the franchise today, but maybe it's an opportunity to bring in private equity investors or real estate investors into the family, which also involves building a new stadium, which will raise the value of the franchise. The franchise should be worth more than $3.5 billion. Okay, it would enhance the value of the franchise if they had their own stadium, which would enable them to go out and get Super Bowls, Final Fours, college football championships, WrestleMania, you name it. You can't do that on the lakefront right now. And I live right across the street. It would crush me as a Bears season ticket holder to see the franchise leave. Convenience-wise, just for my real estate values where I live, it would hurt if I looked at a vacant Soldier Field across the street that housed only fire games. But I'm just thinking about realistically what potentially could happen.
Well, what potentially could happen also affects the fans. And so I wonder what you think, how, I mean, because look, there's nostalgia in me for the Soldier Field. And I realize you can't have a Super Bowl and the Park District controls your turf. And you've got all these issues that business-wise probably are a thorn in the side of the Bears. And look, you can't fault them for looking for the best business option for them. I wonder, though, you think this will, you know, really anger Bears fans?
Some. If you talk to the Bears, and again, I'm not privy to their season ticket holder base, but I've read where over 50% of Bears season ticket holders reside in the Northwest suburbs. So it would make them happy instead of making the long trip downtown, which involves a ton of traffic on a Sunday. Now they're closer to wherever the Bears would play in Arlington Heights. Would it anger some fans? Absolutely. But, you know, over the last couple of days since this report surfaced, I've talked to a number of fans who have said, good riddance, I hope the Bears go. Because I think that people in this city find it offensive that the Big Ten football championship takes place in Indianapolis, for example. Why not in Chicago? We're a Big Ten town. Well, we don't have a dome. This city deserves more. And over the last 30 years, you've seen more and more football franchises create homes. Minneapolis, where the Vikings play. I could roll down the list. Dallas, where AT&T Stadium is, that Jerry Jones built. You know, we have become football fans where we're okay playing games in a dome stadium because as a fan, it's more comfortable for us to watch football. I think fans want to see a state-of-the-art football stadium in the city of Chicago or in one of the suburban areas outside of the city that people that live in Chicago, that live in the state of Illinois, are proud of.
And one that we don't have to pay for. Because I'll just recall that in 2002, the estimates from the Tribune were that the city taxpayers paid $432 million to re-renovate Soldier Field. And so I know we're getting ahead of ourselves here, but who would pay for an eventual stadium in Arlington Heights? Would that be the private equity group, or would they go to taxpayers?
Well, I think they'd have a tough time going to taxpayers, considering what happened at U.S. Guaranteed Rate Field, where taxpayers have been paying for, you know, where the White Sox play. And, I mean, the state's got its own fiscal problems. I'm not sure taking on a $1.5 billion football stadium is going to be in the best interests of taxpayers like you and I. I do think that there is money sitting on the sidelines. I had dinner with a guy last night who manages a $281 billion private equity fund. There is a ton of money out there that needs to be spent by very rich people, and there is not a better investment than owning a sports franchise, especially an NFL franchise. And I'll leave you with this. I mean, when you consider what Jerry Jones bought the Cowboys for back in 1989, which was about $150 million, and today it's worth $5.7 billion, that's a good investment.
Yeah, it's a nice return. Sure is.
Smarter guys that are involved in finances, you know, make much better decisions than I have made over the course of my life, and they get it and they see it and they say, that's a good investment. The Bears are a great investment no matter what happens on the football field, whether they finish 8-8 the last 2 years or they finish 3-14 this year in the 17-game schedule. Owning an NFL franchise because of their TV contracts and everything the NFL is about is a great investment.
Before I let you go, and I appreciate you coming on, Lou, and I'm actually just amazed by what you said. I wasn't sure if this was a negotiating tactic. I was starting to sort of hear people say and buzz that maybe it wasn't, and it sort of seems like that's where you sit. Hey, Joe, did you have one more comment before I ask him about his lovely restaurant of Lee that I'm hearing so many good things about and totally switch gears here? Did you have something?
Yeah, absolutely. Hi, Lou. This is your former intern, Joe Brand, and fellow Oakland native.
What's going on, Joe?
Not much. Yeah, great insight, and I mean, I know this is very near and dear to your heart. I mean, you kind of got into this business because you were such a big Bears fan. I feel like, you know, you mentioned how some fans are on board with this, some aren't. Do you think anything has to deal with the renovations that went through with Soldier Field, maybe taken away from that original look of the venue and kind of that nostalgia, and people had been turned off by that for quite some time, and now you don't really see all this backlash of, no, they can't leave Soldier Field. It's kind of like 50-50, at least in my eyes.
Yeah, part of it. I also think it's water under the bridge, Joe. I mean, what can you do about something that took place back in 2002, 2003 when they, you know. And here, I'm going to tell you personally, I love the look of Soldier Field. I think
me too.
I love going to games. I have no issue with it. I think that fans have a bigger issue with why didn't we put a dome on it, which would have enabled us to bring some of the major events that take place, the major sporting events that take place in this country, which would have brought more revenue to the city of Chicago and the state of Illinois, which potentially could have helped out with our property taxes. I think people are far smarter today about what franchises are looking for than they were back, you know, at the beginning of 2000. And they've realized now that when you see other cities, smaller markets like Minnesota and what they built for the Vikings, or in Arizona, what they built for the Cardinals, by the way, in Glendale, Arizona, which is 30 minutes outside of Phoenix. I think people say, hey, we should have one of those in this town.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you about Avli before we, yeah, I know you got to run. You've been hearing great things. You opened another location over here right by us, right over East Lakeshore?
Yeah, right over in Lakeshore East, the community over there.
How's it going?
It's been terrific. Anna, I can't wait for you to come over. Our chef, Nikos, is just, he's the best.
He's phenomenal.
Right? And the design of the restaurant's beautiful, but like every other restaurateur out there, whether it's Rich Melman at Lettuce or the guys at Boca, we all are in dire need of employees. If I could, I would hire 12 servers today for the Lakeshore East restaurant, because there just aren't enough employees in the hospitality industry, whether it's because of unemployment benefits that will extend at least in this state until September, or frankly, I think 25% of the hospitality workforce left and they went to red states like Texas and Florida, where the restaurants stayed open and they're not coming back.
Hmm.
And now we are dealing with a far smaller pool of hospitality workers, okay, and we're all fighting for the same people. And by the way, people were anxious to get out. They're ready to spend money. They want to go out and eat and socialize again, and no one can handle the crowds.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm coming over anyway, so you got to handle my crowd. And what would I get if I'm coming over there? What's like the pick on the menu?
Oh, man. There's so many different picks on this menu. I had the salmon last night. You need to try it.
Okay.
The Greek salmon is terrific, and the saganaki potato jam is off the charts.
I love saganaki. Thank you, Lou. I'll see you soon, okay?
Have a great weekend.
You
Bye,
too.
Joe.
Bye, Lou.